Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, wrapping up our conversation about beef sustainability after this.
If you're a Native American who experienced discrimination from the USDA while trying to get a farm loan, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There will be meetings at the Choctaw Nation in Durant, Oklahoma, July 19th through the 21st, where you can get free legal help filing a claim. That's the Choctaw Nation, July 19th through the 21st. Go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details and a full schedule of meetings.
Wheat farmers, you trust Oklahoma State's Wheat Research to help you make the right choices for your field. When it's time to make that choice, choose the best. OSU-developed varieties marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is a big winner in all areas and is the number two planted variety in the state. And Billings is disease-resistant with high yield potential. Remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Invest in high yields and the future of Oklahoma wheat farming. Log on today to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Consumers, conservation groups, even government officials are all going to be demanding more sustainability in our beef production in the years to come. Brian Weech is a director of livestock agriculture for the World Wildlife Fund. He says the good news is the industry is moving forward, and he talked about a global effort that began last fall.
Last November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Denver, Colorado, the Global Conference on Sustainable Beef took place. And there were over 300 participants in this conference from all over the world to come together to say, you know, is sustainability as it relates to the beef industry important? What are some of those key impacts and what can we do to work together on those issues? And the result of that was the idea that we need to produce a global conference on sustainable beef and develop a way forward and what that could look like. So the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef has a vision, which is that it will be an action-oriented international coalition of beef supply chain stakeholders committed to a sustainable global beef system and a mission that supports on-the-ground improvements and serves as a catalyst to regional and local science-based projects and initiatives delivering continuous improvements in the sustainability of the global beef supply chain. And so this group has come together and decided that it needs to be science-based. It needs to support and collaborate with existing initiatives. It needs to provide guidelines and principles to the industry. And it needs to be voluntary and market-based. And it has to be multi-stakeholder and an inclusive process. So what is the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef really about? It's about identifying better management practices. It's about supporting regional and local initiatives. It's about producer education. And it's about where appropriate standards and certification. And then to develop technical working groups to work on these important issues, and then to pilot projects and to demonstrate better management practices and increase the adoption of those practices across the value chain, and then to increase stakeholder awareness of this initiative. We're at a stage in the meat industry and beef industry particularly where consumers, society, governments are watching what the industry is doing, and collectively as multi-stakeholders and in an inclusive fashion, we need to work on these important sustainable issues in order to drive to a place that is acceptable by society, governments, and for future generations to come.
Cattle producers have always considered themselves good stewards of the land. Sustainability in beef production is a natural extension of that concept. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, want to tell you about the Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Sale coming Saturday, July 16th at high noon at the Red River Livestock Market just south of Ardmore, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 800 commercial bred cows, bred heifers, and open heifers, and featuring 150 clubby bred females. For sale information, you can contact John Griswold, 405-780-3300. That's 405-780-3300. Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Sale, July 16th, Red River Livestock Market. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.